Good afternoon. So my presentation today is actually going to be talking about mapping and how that can assist in outreach and advocacy, and specifically looking at how Direct Relief was able to do that in our obstetric fistula programs. I have no relationships to disclose. So Direct Relief is a medical nonprofit, and since 1948 has been supporting local healthcare and global care as well, and providing medical materials, supplies, pharmaceuticals to FQHCs, free clinics in the U.S., as well as rural clinics to large hospitals that have nonprofit wings or free care to provide. So Direct Relief has a global fistula program where we provide fistula modules to partners in mostly sub-Saharan Africa. And as part of those programs, we have made partnerships and moved along, and as well specifically started using GIS to enable some of our partners in their further activities, not just providing the actual surgeries and treatment. So one of our partners in Nyanza province, Kenya, is Jaramogi Oginga Odinga Teaching and Referral Hospital. It used to be Nyanza Provincial General Hospital, which was easier to say, but JOTRH. And we had a program with them where we were receiving patient-level information, and so that was everything from tribe, religion, job, to the clinical outcomes for the patients. So the actual, was it RVF or VVF, foot drop, variety of those things, as well as specifically for these programs, looking at where their home location was, their reported distance to maternal healthcare facilities at the time of obstetric fistula, and whether or not a skilled birth attendant was present at the birth where the fistula occurred. So in this partnership with JOTRH, we were looking at, again, the first point there is the supply is part of it, you know, increasing the number of fistula repairs that they were able to provide, as well as the sort of second and tertiary portions, helping them improve their outreach and mobilization to women who might not otherwise know that the services were available, and to help with the gathering of the information to look at the resource allocation of not only the doing mobilization and outreach, but where that might be most effective based on very small budgets. So we took the information that was provided to us over, we have 3 years of information, and looked at where the home locations were, and then did a incidence based on the districts in Kenya. And a point to note, in the middle of when we were doing this, Kenya went through changing their geographic delineations. So there are some that are old districts and some information that we have at the new district level. So that's always one of those caveats of geographic information, is they are not permanent, at least when you're using a government's delineated lines for that. So these are old district levels for the what used to be Nyanza province in Kenya. And this is looking at the incidence for the first year of the program. And NPGH, or JOTRH, is right about here in Kisumu, and the more populated areas are actually up here in this region and up there. So looking at this incidence in terms of where the population is, it's not totally surprising. And then the first year there seemed to be a higher incidence in more of the rural areas, less populated, and that tends to be where it's harder to get to facilities and care, particularly for labor and birth. So looking at this information for the JOTRH team, they wanted to, based on where the populations were, they expected there to be actually a higher incidence in some of these areas. They wanted to continue the outreach down here in Houma Bay, as well as in Siaya. And so they used the first year of information to do targeted radio outreach, as well as on-the-ground teams. In the second year, this was actually the incidence, which was interesting, where and this has to, you have to take into account the activities that are going on. They did, so one of the ways in which fistula care is provided, if it's not generally a regular, consistent treatment availability at a facility, is they'll do what they call camps or campaigns. And in the July 2011 to June 2012 period, they had a higher number of camps that they provided at MPGH. And so there were more local women who came to those in the Kisumu region. So while they increased the patient numbers, which was actually the main point, the incidence actually when they were taking those patients in didn't increase. So their outreach seemed to be doing what they hoped in terms of bringing in more patients, but the camps had the higher effect on where the patients came from. And so looking at that, they continued to have the higher campaigns and the higher mobilization resources in the two other areas. And so you can see where they went back to their regular camp schedule, that the higher rates came from Siaya and Houma Bay. So they very specifically used the location information that we were able to get from their patient locations, and specifically the home locations, to continue their or increase their mobilization and outreach, and particularly thinking of that on how efficiently they could use the small amount of money that they had to do these activities. A second portion of this was looking at access to basic emergency obstetric care as well as comprehensive emergency obstetric care. This is where data issues come in terms of what is available. So we used the publicly available information on Open Kenya for these facilities. So looked at, this is in relationship to basic emergency obstetric care, and this is into comprehensive emergency obstetric care. So the little orange dots are the patients, and these are women who were further than 10 kilometers away from facilities that reported these. And so JORTH was able to use these to then go to government officials, so local and regional, to talk about infrastructure, personnel, and training. So while there might be a location that was there, they may not have reported that they actually had the availability of basic emergency obstetric care. So they didn't need to build a facility, but they needed to look at where training was most needed, or actually building a facility based on where there wasn't one. And then we also have the Global Fistula Map, which is talking about partnerships to really look at where services are and help tell that story, because there's pretty much a dearth of information on the actual incidence and prevalence of this. But what we can do is actually track where women are getting the services as a proxy. So big deal for partnerships was contact building. There was a lot of contact sharing between the three main partners, UNFPA, Fistula Foundation, and Direct Relief, but as well in Gender Health, WAHA International, FIGO, WDATIA, so a lot of on the ground pulling contacts for that. Funding, obviously we all know about that, working in nonprofits. Facility leverage, so people who were providing items to these facilities had a little more leverage of having individuals actually respond to the survey that we were doing. And then knowledge consolidation, so not that all of these organizations were doing it on their own, but pulling it together in one place to have everything available across the board. So when we were building this online map, we really wanted to think about how people were going to use it, so explorable, exportable, and contextual. So making everything explorable. So this is the map. Every facility has its own dot, and then all of the information that was collected in these global surveys, there's a pop-up for every single one of the facilities, as well as you can see on the right-hand side that there are filters. So I only want to see facilities that provide 200 or more. I only want to see facilities that have a permanent surgeon on staff. I only want to see facilities that provide camps. So whatever it is that the person who is in there wants to see, making it available to them how they need it to be digestible. And then exportable, so not only having the information displayed, but knowing that there are people who want to use these in different ways. And we work directly as a small nonprofit with the research analysis staff of two, so everything that could possibly be done with this information, there was no way that we were going to be able to do. So it was really important to us to make the information available. So the 250 plus facilities that are all on here, there's now 4 years of information from 2010, 11, 12, and 13, and we're in the middle of starting the next survey for 2014 and 2015. So not only can you look at the facilities and all of that, but you can download the information, and there's actually more information in the download than we wanted to put up on the map. There is also a section on research related to obstetric fistula, and so that's part of the contextual. So any research article, we went back to 2000, as well as the London School did a look, and any of the articles that were included in their incidence prevalence, we include in here. So if a particular facility up to the country level is mentioned, we geocoded those research articles and then linked them. So if there's a facility that is specifically mentioned, it's also in their pop-up, so making it contextual of the research that's being done, as well as where the services are being provided, as well as there are background layers of maternal mortality ratio, if there was a skilled birth attendant, population, poverty, so the underlying factors that contribute to obstetric fistula happening in the first place. And then community mobilizing the resources that they have. So there's always a contribute information button on here. So we don't have the information, we don't have the facility, you know about something that isn't represented here, that any user can go in and provide information. Additional facilities, verification of info, which is actually a huge part of this, which is sort of crowdsourcing, where you can only do so much with the staff that you have. So it allows for the data to flow into one place, enables everyone to see the same picture. It allows for everyone to use the information to pull it down themselves, and how, you know, we can display and use geographic information, as well as to help that solve problems based on how we're looking at the information. So thank you very much.
Thank you.